Columbus recently moved to stop requesting cash bonds for most people charged with nonviolent crimes and instead just let them out of jail as they await trial. It's part of an effort to overhaul a cash bail approach that tends to keep poor people behind bars. In Cleveland, bail reform advocates are getting help from a project that's taking things a step further by paying bail for many people. From public radio station WCPN, Nick Castell reports.
The Bail Project's Kareem Henton says a stay behind bars before trial, when a defendant is still legally innocent, can turn a person's life upside down.
You're talking about folks that have lost or have the potential of losing their homes, you know, their apartments, things of that nature, losing their jobs, perhaps custody of their children.
Henton is one of two bail disruptors in Cleveland. They work out of a small office in Terminal Tower and pay the bonds of defendants who can't come up with the money themselves. He says the project has paid about $869 on average. When each case ends, the money returns to the project for the next defendant. Overall, Henton says the bail project in Cleveland has been on the hook for $1 million in bonds. The project doesn't just bail people out of jail. After defendants get out, Henton says, he tries to lead them to other resources they might need, such as shelter or drug treatment.
So therefore, a person has a brush with the criminal justice system. Well, it might have something to do with the fact that they're homeless. Well, if we help them with their homelessness, then they're perhaps not going to wind up back in here, but we also get them with the programs that they need.
The project largely bails out defendants charged with felonies in Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court. The Public Defender's Office has been giving the project leads on people who might need assistance. Anthony Boddy, the other member of the project's team in Cleveland, says he and Henton have even received calls from inside the jail itself.
They get to having conversations within the jail. We'll receive collect calls, prepaid calls, and with folks saying, hey, my name's such and such, and my bond is only $5,000. Can you come interview me?
Critics of bail projects have said more consideration should be given to victims and the risk that a defendant could commit a crime while out on bail. Boddy says the court has already weighed a person's risk to the community, though, in setting a bond amount in the first place. Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Michael O'Malley says he sees the project's work as a positive. If a defendant did threaten victims or witnesses, O'Malley says his office would voice concerns to the court.
But, you know, those cases are few and far between. And generally, I think what we see is more often than not that people can't post bond. And as a result of not being able to post bond, you know, we have additional people sitting in the county jail.
The project has posted bonds for 175 people in the Cleveland area. Those defendants have come back to the Justice Center for their court dates 95% of the time. Public defender Mark Stanton says if the bail project faced any skepticism when it started, the group's record has won it respect.
The individuals who are receiving the bonds because of the bond bail project's interaction are appearing. They're not committing crimes, and they're appearing at a very high rate.
At the same time the bail project has tried to help more defendants out of jail, court leaders have taken steps to send fewer people behind bars in the first place. Cleveland Municipal Court is now running a pretrial services program that allows more defendants to await trial outside of jail on court supervision. Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court has encouraged more personal bonds that don't require defendants to pay money. Stanton is still skeptical this change of attitude is permanent. He says inmate deaths are what injected urgency into bail reform talks here.
We have 9 dead bodies in Cuyahoga County Jail in the last year and a half, and that, more than any other reason, drove this alleged reversal of a bond policy. But there's still far too many people that have cash bonds attached to their cases.
If the bail project's Kareem Henton and Anthony Boddy had their way, they probably wouldn't be doing this work at all. In the long run, they want to see the courts do away with cash bail entirely. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell.